What started out as a massive, peaceful protest against police violence during the day turned chaotic at night. Police fired tear gas at the protesters trying to break up the group. The group did break up into many smaller groups that then went out throughout downtown, smashing windows, taking things out of stores, and starting fires. It's about 11:30 on Saturday night. There are crowds of young people. I see a young man who's holding a sign that has been taken out of the ground. He's using it to try to break a window. There's a fire in the street on Ionia. There are no police in sight. After 15, 20 minutes, fire department arrived. Sheriff's department arrived, Grand Rapids police arrived. Men with long rifles stood. As some in the crowd continued to taunt them and scream in their faces, men stood with their rifles silently while the fire department tried to contain the blazes. It is shockingly peaceful just two blocks away. Tonight in downtown Grand Rapids, it's clear while the police have decided that they can protect certain areas and they are trying to put a stop to fires as they come up, there's no law enforcement on these streets at all where I am. There were young people going in this building. I saw them earlier, I saw them now, and they've gone into this store to take clothes. And this man just walked up and stood in front of the window and told people not to do that. And they're listening.
My name is Vito Santa Rosa. I'm from the city, and man, I just want to say rest in peace to George Floyd. Rest in peace to all the fallen people. And you know, I hope everybody stays safe, hope nobody get hurt out here, man. You know, we down here, but doing it for a good cause, and everybody keep it peaceful. Just keep it peaceful.
Hey. Oh, see, right, it's not gonna explode at all.
It's 1:30 in the morning. There's a police cruiser burning uncontrollably. It's been burning. Three officers just showed up. They asked people to leave. The people are not leaving. I am leaving. It's 5 minutes to 2 a.m. in downtown Grand Rapids as I'm recording this. At the moment, I'm standing outside the Grand Rapids Art Museum near a broadcast studio for Wood TV8, where a group of young men has been working diligently for several minutes trying to break through the glass and get into the broadcast studio. Police have just shown up, and the night is not yet over. Past 2 a.m., most of the people have left downtown, although there are still plenty of people here. I'm standing on, this is Pearl, where it looks like five police cruisers were set on fire. They burned, they were then put out, and there's now foam all over the street. The police cruisers are completely obliterated. I mean, completely. They're charred inside and out. Tires melted, sitting on their rims. Hoods melted, hoods off completely. I don't even know what time it is. My phone died a little while ago. It must be near 3 a.m. and people seem to be heading home finally, although there are still plenty remaining. One thing I didn't expect is that as the cars drive away from downtown, they're obeying traffic laws. They're stopping for red lights. People are using their turn signals. Throughout the night, there was chaos. People were shouting at police and crying for justice for George Floyd, for everyone. It was in mourning, and they smashed windows, broke into stores. But at the end of it all, they're getting in their cars and they're driving peacefully, carefully back home. In downtown Grand Rapids, I'm Dustin Dwyer, Michigan Radio News.